弟兄姐妹平安，我们一起低头祷告。
Peace all sisters and brothers, let's bow our heads and pray.
我们在天上的父，
Our Father in heaven,
我们感谢你没有赐给我们其他的。
we give you thanks you did not give us anything else,
而是把你自己的独生爱子赐给我。
but your only begotten Son.
因为只有你的独生爱子耶稣基督，
Because only your begotten Son,
才能救我们脱离我们的罪。
He only will save us from our sins.
我们唯一的、真正的、最大的问题。
Our only and ultimate problem in our life.
实在是求你怜悯我们。
We want to pray that you have mercy on us.
在这个末后的时代。
In this, the end time of this world.
在这个众说纷纭的时代。
In this world full of troubles,
在这个信息爆炸的时代，
in this world that full of all this informations,
你的圣灵不住地提醒我们，
your Holy Spirit continue to remind us,
我们的问题乃是我们的罪，
our ultimate problem is our sins,
我们的危险乃是我们的罪，
and our dangers is our sins,
我们的恐惧乃是我们的罪。
And our fears is our sins.
唯有你的恩典是我们的出路。
Only your salvation is the outcomes, solutions our problems.
唯有耶稣基督是我们的出路。
Only Jesus is the pathway to our solutions.
唯有十字架是我们的道路。
Only the cross is the path.
实在是求你怜悯我们。
We want to pray that you have mercy on us.
保守我们行在你的旨意里面。
Uphold us that we can walk in your will.
让我们更加的爱你。
That we can love you more.
让我们更加的彼此相爱。
That we can love each other more.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
求圣灵在我们当中动工。
That your Holy Spirit will be among us today.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
This we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
阿门。
Amen.
约翰福音第十七章是耶稣在上十字架之前的祷告。
John chapter 17 is a prayer from Jesus before he being nailed on the cross.
他祷告的主要内容是合一。
His main purpose of prayer is the unity.
我们中国人常说人之将死其言也善。
We always say that in Chinese that when a people die, his words are always full of truth and encouragement.
当主耶稣在他的临终之前，他为合一祷告。
When he died on the cross, before he died on the cross, he prayed for the unity.
可见合一是非常的重要。
So we understand the importance of the unity.
合一是上帝的心意。
Unity is God's will.
合一是主耶稣救恩的目的。
And also unity is the main purpose of the salvation.
我们仔细读约翰福音第十七章的时候，
If we study John 17 carefully,
我们就会不得不的感到震撼。
Then we will not but being impressed by the message in that passage.
因为神要带领我们进入的合一。
Because God really want to lead us into the unity.
是有份于父子圣灵的合一。
It's including the unity of God, sons, and the Holy Spirit.
是有份于上帝性情的合一。
And also unity with God's temperament.
超出了我们这个世界上所有的合一。
It's circumpassed the unity that can be offered by this world.
第一，合一是非常重要的。
First thing I want to mention is unity is very, very important.
第二，我相信大家都有这样的体会，合一是何等的困难，或者对我们人来讲是何等的不可能。
And also understand unity in the minds of mankind is very difficult and almost impossible to reach unity.
在你好我好的时候，我们好像很合一。
When we are when we are good to one another, the unity is usually it's achievable.
在一切顺利的时候，我们容易彼此相爱。
When everything's at peace and harmony, it's very easy to love one another.
但是当我们碰到伤害的时候
，But when you're facing with injury and hurts,
碰到误解的时候
，When you are facing the misunderstanding,
当别人得罪你的时候
，When someone offended you,
我们还能不能你好我好？
Can we still have this kind of harmony in our relationship?
我们还能不能彼此相爱？
Can we still love one another after those events.
我们今天的时间非常的有限。
So our time is really limited today.
我们求神怜悯我们。
So we pray God's mercy on us.
让我们在神的真道里面。
So we'll remain in the truths of God.
对合一有一个合乎神心意、合乎圣经的角度和框架。
So we will have an understanding from God about unity.
我们从一个具体的问题开始。
Let's start out from a real life problem first.
圣经里面的每一句话，我们是不是都要不折不扣的来遵行？
One other thing we want to consider, do we need to follow every word literally recorded on the Bible?
圣经里面的每一句话，我们是不是都要不折不扣的来遵行？
Do we need to follow the words in the Bible literally?
我们如果说不遵行，我们不敢这么说。
We would not dare to say we're not going to follow words in the Bible.
但是如果我们说要遵行每一句话，好像非常的困难。
But if we say we're going to follow every word recorded in the Bible, it turns out to be rather difficult.
我们举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
帖撒罗尼迦前书第五章二十六节。
In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5,
与众弟兄亲嘴为安，务要圣洁。
It says,Greet all God's people with a holy kiss.
这是和合本的翻译，另外还有新译本的翻译。
There's also a new translation in terms of Chinese. It's called a new translation version.
要用圣洁的亲吻问候众弟兄。
And it translates as just did. Greet all brothers and sisters with a holy kiss.
这句经文出现了很多次。
This passage had appeared in the Bible many different times, different locations.
我们是不是要遵行？
So, do we need to adhere to this kind of like command?
当然你可以命令你的女朋友。
Of course, you can order your girlfriend to do that.
但是其他人怎么办？
What about other people?
那么怎么来看待这句的经文？
So, how would you be able to understand the meaning of this passage?
那 这句经文告诉我们，我们的信仰里面有普世性的方面，也有文化性的方面。
And this one told us this message has a kind of like universal context. It also have a cultural context.
普世性的是关乎我们信仰的内涵。
The ultimate universal idea is the ultimate meaning of this passage.
文化性的是关乎我们信仰的形式。
And the cultural context of this passage really is a form. It's how we adapt in our own culture.
在圣洁的亲嘴问安里面，本质的是圣洁。
The ultimate core of this meaning is holiness in terms of greeting your brothers and sisters.
那形式是亲嘴。
The form is in terms of a kiss.
那我们现在的表现不一定是亲嘴，而可能是握手。
Well, right now, the way we greet each other may not be a kiss, but could be a handshaking.
那有的人可能是跪拜。
Some people may be
拥抱、跪拜或者是拥抱。
Or embrace one another.
所以这是我们要读圣经的时候需要注意的。
So those are the things we need to pay attention to.
我们一定要抓住我们经文里面的内涵。
So we need to understand the meaning in the context in the passage.
而且要有合乎这个内涵的形式。
And then you also have this form that is coherent to the core meaning of the passage.
有时候我们有内涵，但是不一定有好的形式。
Sometimes you have the core meaning, but you don't have a good form to express it.
那有时候我们有看上去有个好的形式，但是不见得能够抓住圣经里面的内涵。
Sometimes you have this external form that kind of like looking okay, but you don't have the ultimate core that meet the Bible's requirement.
一个有名的大家可能都知道的比喻就是佛教的一个比喻。
We probably have a very common kind of example from Buddhism.
两个和尚过河，一个老和尚，一个小和尚。
So there was two Buddhas going across the bridge.
那碰见
one of them is old, the other one's young.
碰见一位女士，这位老和尚就把这个女士抱过了这个河。
So when they are going across the bridge, the old monk will hold this lady, help her to go across the river.
The river, yeah. 因为那位女士她自己不能过河。
Because the lady won't be able to walk across the bridge.
那过了好久之后，小和尚问老和尚。
And when they go across the river, the young monk asked the old one.
我们在山上不是说过不能给你的亲近吗？
You were teaching me that we not have any any kind of physical contact with ladies at all.
那你为什么刚才要抱着这位女士过河呢?
So why can't you, why did you just do that by helping the lady across the river?
那老和尚就说,我实际上早就把她放下了,实际上我从来没有抱过她,而是你一直在抱着她。
So I already lift him up, but it's you that helping her go across the river.
这是我们在读圣经的时候需要注意的。
So those are the things we have to pay attention to.
所以说我们所读的圣经是处境式的。
So a lot of time we read the Bible is so-called situational or occasional.
也就是说我们读的经文它有一定的背景。
So we need to understand the background and the context of the Bible.
无论是旧约还是新约，都是上帝在特定的历史条件下，以当时的文化形式对特定的人所说的话。
So regardless of New Testament or Old Testament, it's God's message for the people in that time.
它有内涵，有普世性的方面，也有形式文化性的方面。So
in those passages, it consists of two meaning. One of them is universal. The other is cultural.
那有人可能会问，圣经为什么不写成普世性的呢？
So what people ask a question, why Bible just record all the universal values?
我们直接能用到我们的生活当中。
So we can apply directly in our life.
那甚至有的人可能会问，上帝为什么不给我们一个 list？
So why other people will ask why God just give us a list to follow?
或者说直接告诉我们该这么做，该那么做。
So why didn't He tell us directly what we should do?
那为什么上帝要给我们处境性的圣经呢？
Why does He want us to give us a Bible that consists of a situational context?
好，我们要知道哈，我们人不是机器人。
We understand we are not robots.
我们人由上帝赋予给我们的高尚的主观能动性。
So God has given us a subjective free will to do things we want to do.
如果在任何的情况下，神都直接告诉我们你要这么做，你要那么做的话。
If God has to tell us what to do in every situation,
首先我们不一定能够做到。
First thing, we won't be able to do it at all.
第二，即使我们能做到的话。
Second of all, even though we can do it,
我们可能对上帝的性情，对我自己的本质没有一个了解。
And we don't understand God's temperament, and we don't know our inner self as that well.
那我的主观能动性也就不能够发挥。
So I won't be able to do things in the thing that compel myself to do.
第二就是我和上帝的关系，我和别人的关系不一定能够培养起来。
And second thing is I won't be able to, if God tells us everything what I have to do, I won't be able to cultivate this relationship with people around me.
因为上帝的心意是爱。
Because God is love for us.
爱如果没有理解，如果没有自由的话，就不是爱。
So without freedom and understanding, there is no love.
爱不是机械的，爱不是被动的。
The love is not a robotic love.
那我们举一个例子，按照圣经的原则，我们一般情况下是不能说谎的。
So let me give you an example. In a common situation, we were not able to lie according to biblical principle.
但是圣经里面有至少有两个例子，他们说谎而是做了好的事情。
Well, there's two examples recorded in the Bible. They lie in two places, but they are doing things in goodness.
第一个是拉合，妓女拉合，她接待探子。
One of the things is the as you recorded Rahab receiving these two spies from Israel.
第二个是出埃及记的接生婆没有听法老的话，杀了以色列的婴孩。
And the midwife didn't follow the command from the king in Egypt. She ended up lying it without killing the baby.
有一点我们一定要清楚。
One thing we need to understand.
要明确。 我们不能通过一个邪恶的手段达到一个良善的目的。
We cannot using an evil method to reach an outcome of goodness.
我相信上帝并不是祝福他的说谎。
I don't think God will bless behavior of lying.
而是祝福他们的动机。
And actually He will bless their motive.
我们不能够为了说谎而伤害别人。
我们不能够为了说真话而伤害别人。 We cannot hurt people by saying things in truth.
我们可以沉默。
We can be silent.
我有一次去中国短宣，被警察给抓住了。
I went to evangelical tool in China was being persecuted by cop.
警察是懂圣经的, 他说, 你不要说谎, 圣经上讲了的。
And the cop says, you cannot lie.
那你要告诉我们是谁带你来的。
You have to tell me who actually took you over here.
那这个地方的联系人是谁?
And who is your contact over there?
那感谢上帝有另外一位牧师给我同去。
And there was another pastor that was with me.
我就说我什么都不知道，你有什么问题问另外一个牧师就好了。
And I was able to tell him that I asked the other person because I really don't know anything at all.
那这个事情过了以后，我就问另外一位牧师，他是怎么回答？
And after this event's over, I asked the other pastor how he answered that question.
他说你问我的信仰，我可以告诉你，你是一个罪人，你需要悔改。
And if you ask my faith, I will say that yes, you need to repent.
但是你如果问我是谁把我联系到这里来的，我是不会告诉你。
But if you ask me who actually is my contact to be over here, I would not tell you.
我们不能够为了说真话而伤害别人。
We cannot hurt people by saying things that are true in matter.
我们要用爱心说诚实话。
We need to say things truthfully with love.
所以说我们在读圣经的时候，一定要对神的性情、神的作为。
So when we study Bible, we need to understand God's temperament, His deeds, His path.
我们的目的是要认识这位上帝。
Our purpose really is to understand God.
我们的目的是要实现对别人的爱。
And also our purpose is to fulfill our love for others.
所以说我们的信仰里面有普世性的一方面，有文化性的一方面。
So our faith has really two different contexts. One of them is two contexts, universal context and cultural context.
有奉性也有个性。
There is a universal meaning in those, there's also personal value to it.
有绝对的，也有相对的。
We also have an absolute value and relative value.
就像我们人一样。
It's just like our people,
人,
ourselves.
从某种意义上讲都是一样的。
You know, in the overall context, we all the same people.
那从另外一个意义上讲，没有两个人是完全一样的。
In other aspect, there's no two persons are exactly the same.
我们两个人不一样，就不能说我不是人了，他是人。
Then we are not, because the difference between us, then we'll say that one of us is not man or humankind.
同样，我们的信仰也是这样。
And same thing applied to our faith.
我们不能说因为 别人给我在一些细小的方面不一样，我就说他不是一个基督徒了。Then
we shouldn't regard people as non-Christian because they believe differently from us.
像有的人他喜欢很大声的祷告。A
lot of people like to pray loudly.
有的人喜欢默祷。A
lot of people like to pray in silence.
像我就不行，因为默祷的时候又容易睡着。And
I can't. I have to pray loudly because when I pray in silence, I end up falling asleep.
有的人在敬拜唱诗的时候，他喜欢动来动去的。
A lot of people, when they sing this inspiration, they want to move around.
那有的人他可能觉得这样非常影响他对上帝的敬拜。
And a lot of people think about moving around will affect his or her worship to God.
所以说我们的信仰里面它有共性也有个性。
So our faith has a universal context. It also has a personal context in it.
那共性或者绝对性的方面包括哪一些呢？
So one thing we want to understand, what is the absolute value and relative value in our faith?
那第一个就是关于耶稣的神性和人性。The
first thing we need to understand is God's, the God's nature and His human nature.
约翰一书第二章第22节和23节讲。
And 1 John chapter 2, 22 to 23.
不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有。
It says, no one who denies Son has the Father, and whoever acknowledges Son has the Father also.
这是指耶稣的神性。This
is talking about God's, God's nature.
约翰一书第四章第二节讲。And
then first John chapter 4, second verse 2.
凡灵认耶稣基督是成了肉身来的，就是出于神的。 从此你们可以认出神的灵来。Every
spirit that acknowledges that Jesus Christ has come in flesh is from God. This is how you can recognize the Spirit of God.
耶稣的神性和人性关乎到我们信仰里面最根本的一个方面。God's
nature and His human nature is really what we need to understand ultimately.
这就是教会在历史中所确立的三位一体的教义。
It also is the doctrine we established, the Trinity of God.
那圣经里面很明确的说，神只有一位。
The Bible has clearly states that there's only one God.
但同时又说，圣父、圣子、耶稣基督、圣灵都是神。
I also said that Father, Son, and Spirit are all God too.
也就是说，在圣父、圣子、圣灵的关系里面存在着一种完美的爱。
So that means in the relationship between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, there's a love.
所以圣经上说神是爱。
So Bible says God is love.
因为这个爱存在于圣父、圣子、圣灵之间。
Because God, the love, is prevailing exists between Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.
那这超乎我们的想象和理解。
This sometimes surpasses our human understanding.
啊，你是人，我也是人，但我们是两个人。
You are mankind, you're a man, and you're human too. We both are human, but we're different.
圣父、圣子、圣灵都是神，但神只有一位。
Father, Son, and Holy Spirit are all God, but there's only one God.
我们只能够理解到，在他们的里面，这位神的里面存在着一个完美的关系，这是一个复数的单数。
Then we can only understand there's a complete unity among the three.
这是我们信仰跟其他信仰最根本的区别之一。
And this is probably the ultimate difference from other type of religion and belief.
啊，这关乎到我们信的对象，我们信的到底是谁。
This is also very important to to the object of our belief.
那信仰的绝对里面还包括第二个方面，就是我们信的途径是什么？我们怎么才能够到达这位上帝那里
？The absolute context of our faith also There's another one we need to pay attention to is the path.
我们第一要决定的要去哪里，就像我出去旅行一样。
But we need to know where are we going to eventually.
第二，我们要决定的是我们怎么才能够到那里。
And second thing, we also need to define how we can reach the destiny that we designed to.
是坐飞机还是坐船
？By airplane or by boat.
我们的信仰也是这样。
And our faith is the same.
我们信的到底是谁？
What do we believe in?
我们怎么来信他？怎样来建立与他的关系
？How do we believe in him and how do we establish a relationship with him?
那圣经上说，这完完全全是上帝的恩典。
The Bible says,
这完完全全是上帝的。
This is completely the grace of God.
所以这一点也是非常重要的。
And this is also very important too.
因为加拉太书第一章说。
In Galatians chapter 1, it says,
若有人传别的福音，无论是谁，是天上来的使者，他就应当被咒诅。
If anyone is preaching to you a gospel other than what you accepted, let them be under God's curse.
这就是我们经常所讲的因信称义。
This is what we always know, our faith is by justification. Justification by faith, I'm sorry.
那因信称义的含义并不是说我们的信心有什么了不起的。
It's not meaning there's any importance in our faith by saying we can be justified by our faith.
那当然信心非常重要。
We understand the faith is really important to us.
但是信心之所以重要，是因为信心的对象。
But the most important thing is the object of our faith. What do we believe in?
因信称义的本质和内涵就是我们得救完全是上帝的恩典，完全是耶稣基督十字架的作为。
The ultimate important value in the justification by faith is understanding it's all God's and Jesus believe what they're doing that we're able to save.
那信仰的绝对除了信的对象、信的途径之外
other than what we believe in and pass, we also need to understand.
还有信的目的
We also need to know the purpose of faith.
那就是好的行为
It's a good work.
因为圣经上说，没有行为的信心是死的。
And Bible says, what good it is, my brother and sister, if someone claimed to have faith but no deeds.
他的信心是死的。
And that the faith is dead.
不要被人诱惑，行义的才是义人，正如主是义的一样。
Don't be being led astray by other people, because God is righteousness.
没有爱的仍住在死中，凡恨他弟兄的，就是杀人的。
Brothers, don't let anybody live astray. The one who does what is right is righteous.
你们晓得，凡杀人的，没有永生存在他里面。
And we know that anyone who does not love remains in death.
凡不背着自己十字架来跟从耶稣的，也不配做耶稣的门徒。
Whoever does not carry their cross and follow me cannot be my disciple.
好，我们有时候可能觉得哈，好的行为是可有可无的。
A lot of time we thinking about a good behavior is not necessary.
但实际上，我们仔细读经文的时候，我们就会发现。
But when we read the Bible, then we understand.
那信耶稣之后，好的行为不是可有可无的。
When we believe in God, a good work is not a choice.
而是必须的。
And it's a mandatory.
好，我们不是靠着好的行为来称义。
We are not being justified by good works.
但是我们称义之后一定要有好的行为。
But once we've been justified, we ought to have good works.
如果我没有好的行为出来，
If we don't have good works,
我只能够表明我可能不是一个真正的基督徒。
Then the only thing that testifies is I'm not a good Christian.
我们并不是说我们马上变得完美了。
Well, we're not saying that we will become a perfect Christian right away.
因为好的行为是一个过程。
Because a good work is a continuing process.
但是我至少处在这样的追求和努力里。
But at least I'm in a process of working toward this ultimate perfectness.
所以说我们信仰的绝对包含这三个方面。
So our faith including these three different facets.
信的对象、信的途径和信的目的。
Our object of faith, the pathway of faith, and the goal of the faith.
这三个方面也反映在三大信经里面。
They also, these three facets of faith also reflected in three creeds that have been discussed over here.
像使徒信经、尼西亚信经和亚他拿修信经。
Like the Apostle Creed, Nicene Creed, and Athanasian Creed.
好，我们相信哈，如果有一个信仰它违背了这三个方面，或者说违背了这三大信经的话，它就不是我们的信仰。
So we have a faith that is contradictory to those three creeds, then that's not a true faith.
那在历史上称为异端或者邪教。
So a lot of time we call it the extreme of the faith.
但是现在我们处在一个后现代的时代。
But we are living in this postmodern world.
如果我们说别人是异端的话，我们会伤害别人。
Then we say people are the extreme that we'll probably end up hurting them.
但是我们至少说我们是不同的信仰。
We have to declare our faith different.
我们举一个例子。
Let me give you an example.
约翰福音第一章第一节，我们的圣经是这样翻译的，道就是神。
In our John chapter 1 it says, the word is God.
这耶和华见证人的翻译是，道就是一个神。
And then the Jehovah saying, the word is a God.
也就是说他们承认耶稣是神，但是不具备完全的神性。
And they believe Jesus is God, but Jesus doesn't have God's nature.
所以说他也就不能够完全的救我们。
So Jesus will not save us completely.
所以说我们还要加上我们的行为。
So we have to add on our works.
所以他们就在最根本的地方给我们的信仰是不一样的。
So in this ultimate understanding, their understanding is different from our faith.
他们的传福音、传他们福音的策略是非常积极的。
So they are very aggressive, as you know, in spreading their belief.
他们的衣着非常的整洁，他们的谈吐非常的有礼貌。
They always dress nicely. They always speak elegantly.
他们甚至提供免费的英语。
They also provide free lessons for English.
好，我们中国人或者所有的人听到免费哈都比较感兴趣。
Then Chinese always pay great attention to things those are free.
好，我们一定要知道哈，知道哈，不能贪图免费的东西。
So we need to know everything all have a price.
好，我们看看圣经的教导。
Free. Let's find out what's Bible's teaching.
若有人到你们那里不是传这教训，不要接他到家里，也不要问他的安。
In 2 John, it recorded Bible's teaching. If anyone comes to you and does not bring this teaching, do not take them into your house or welcome them.
因为问他安的就在他的恶行上有份。
Anyone who welcomes them share in their wicked work.
有人说我是不是要给他传上我们的正统的福音。
A lot of people, they were saying, can we share our true faith to them?
除非是极个别的极端的例子。
Except other extreme cases,
我们一般不鼓励这么做。
We typically don't encourage you to do that.
第二，这违背了圣经的教导。 违背了约翰二书第一章第十节到第十一节。
Because it's contradictory the teaching from the Bible.
也就是说，并不是所有的人都是我们传福音的对象。
Because not everybody is the subject of our spreading the good news.
传异教的人，他已经不是我们传福音的对象。
So people that the preaching the wrong message really not the object of our evangelical things.
那第二点，从实际的角度讲，这是不可能的。
But secondly, from a different aspect, this is impossible.
因为他们都是受过专门训练。
Because they all receive a special training.
我们要给他传，很有可能是他给我们传，不是我们给他们传。
A lot of time when we're trying to tell them what we believe, it end up have a different end result.
所以最谦卑、最安全的办法就是要远离他们。
So the most safe way is stay away from them.
所以说，我们的信仰包含绝对性的一方面，也包含相对性的一方面。
So our faith has an absolute value. Also, it also consists of relative value.
那绝对性的，我们简单的讲。
So in terms of absolute value.
包含三位一体，因信称义和因信行义。
Include Trinity, including justification by faith, also including doing good works because of faith.
但是不是有了这三点，我们就可以了呢
？But we need to understand, is it enough? We only need to do the three things.
那现在的教会非常多，宗派也非常多。
Now we know that there's a lot of religions, a lot of different denomination.
那我们的分歧到底在哪里呢
？So what are the differences in this denominations?
那这分歧体现在神学立场方面。
This difference appear to be in doctrine.
除了圣经、信经之外，我们的区分主要是在神学立场方面。
So a lot of times, different denominations really the difference in their belief, which is a doctrine.
像灵恩派教会和福音派的教会。
Like the one close to, I don't know how to say it, more of a spiritual ones, they have a different belief.
像改革宗的和阿米念。
And reform and the Armenian.
Yeah, Armenian. Yes. So, 每一个教会都有它的传统。
So all the church have all different tradition.
那有的教会，有的弟兄姐妹，他可以互相共处。
So some church they have brother and sister they can work together in harmony.
那有的教会或者是同工呢，他只能是持守某一个神学立场。
So a lot of other churches they only have very definitive doctrine they want to follow.
这就导致了我们神学立场的不同。
So sometimes they live into a different doctrine.
也导致了不同的教会。
And they also that in the end result they live into a different churches.
当然有时候神学立场不是那样的明显。
But a lot of time the difference in doctrine is not so obvious.
尤其是我们处在后现代的时代。
Especially in this postmodern world.
我们不再习惯用一个理性的陈述来表达我们的信仰。
A lot of time we would not express our faith in more of a rational way.
所以说我们要仔细听他们讲的信息到底是什么。
So sometimes to understand that we need to examine the message very clearly.
像成功神学和十字架神学的对立。
So we will find out the theology about success and the difference between theology of success and theology of cross.
那十字架的神学就是我要认识到我是一个罪人。
And the theology of cross is really to understand I'm a sinner.
我必须认罪悔改。
I need to repent.
我必须靠着圣灵来走十字架的道路。
I need to walk the cross of the path of cross.
那我需要舍己。
I need to sacrifice myself.
我信仰的感觉和经历不见得总是正面。
And my understanding and feeling of the faith may not be positive.
但是成功神学不是这样。
But on the contrary, the theology of success is different.
他们一般说你信了耶稣可能很成功，很顺利。
But they were saying that after you believe in Christ, you will be successful.
只要你有信心，你的工作都可以找到。
If you have faith, you will find a job.
你的疾病可以得医治。
And you will be cured if you have illness.
你的婚姻可以幸福。
And your marriage will be in harmony.
你的身份可以解决。
And then your status can be changed.
或者说只要你有信心。
Or in other way, and sometimes we say that if you have faith,
你就会有美好的感受。
Then you have a very good feeling.
你就会有美好的经历。
And you have very good, you will have a good experience.
我们的信仰是非常柔和，非常美好的。
and our faith is good and it's comfortable.
我们的信仰是非常光明，非常正面的。
And our faith is always positive and always full of light.
上帝要大大的祝福你。
And God will bless you.
上帝会让你的泪水成为欢笑。
And God will turn your tears into laughter.
上帝会让你的坎坷成为和平。
He will turn the troubles into goodness and peace.
但是上帝有时候会这样来带领我们。
But sometimes people will, God will lead us differently.
但并不总是这样。
But not always like this.
而且我们信仰的目的不是说我有好的感受，我有顺利的人生道路。
But we need to know that the ultimate of our belief is not having a peace in our journey.
我们信仰的目的是不是在任何的环境里面，任何的感受里面，我都相信上帝。
The faith really is, do we believe in Him in all situations?
在任何的环境里面，任何的感受里面，我都可以荣耀上帝。
In any circumstances, in no matter what kind of feeling we have, we can always glorify God.
但是在一般情况下，我们如果到一个教会的话，
But in a typical situation, when we come to church,
我们要尊重这个具体的教会的神学立场。
We need to respect the overall doctrine in this church.
比如说我到这个教会讲道，
If I come to preach in this church,
如果我讲的和你们教会的在某个方面的神学立场是不一样的，
If what I preach is different than what the overall doctrine is church,
你们就不应当听我的，而是要听教会的。
Then you should listen, you should not listen to what I preach, but what the church has been hold on to.
我们要尊重教会的权柄和传统。
We need to respect the tradition and authority of the church.
但是我相信我们所信的是一样的。
But I believe what we believe is all one same God.
我们信仰的本质是一样的。
And the essence of belief is the same.
否则我也不可能来这里讲道。
Otherwise, I won't be able to come here to preach to all of you.
那除了圣学立场之外呢，另外一个很重要的方面是圣灵的带领。
The other aspect very important is the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
我们相信神学立场和信经都是圣灵的带领。
And we believe that dogma and doctrines all the guidance of the Holy Spirit.
但是除此之外，是不是教会其他所有的事情我们都可以弥补了呢？ 都可以弥补 democratic.
So if does it mean everything else can be a little bit free and democratic?
好，我们仔细读圣经的时候就会发现，
If we read Bible carefully,
一个教会它重大的事工，
The most important matter in the church,
一定是要寻求圣灵的带领。
Always looking for the guidance from God.
就像《使徒行传》第13章，保罗出去宣教一样。
Just like Acts chapter 13, when Apostle Paul went to preach.
他们是在一起禁食、祷告、敬拜的时候，圣灵对他们的带领。
So God, Holy Spirit, gave them the guidance when they fast and prayer.
不是我们集思广益、民主选举、民主投票所得出的结论。
It's not like decided by a vote in like a democratic government.
因为宣教不是我们能做，也不是我们配做的一件事情。
Because preaching and spreading the good news is not what we can do by ourselves.
那耶稣对他们的教导是：你们要等候在耶路撒冷。
And Jesus' teaching to them is wait in Jerusalem.
只等到你们接受圣灵。
Wait in Jerusalem until we see the Holy Spirit.
另外一点，我相信聘牧也是属于圣灵的带领。
I also want to share with you. Finding a pastor also is a guidance of Holy Spirit.
他不应当是牧师个人的选择。
It's not a choice personally by the pastor.
也不是教会说，我觉得这个牧师不错，我就请他来。
It also is not just sole choice of a church.
当然，我们要在神学立场和信经方面要有好的沟通。
Because they should have communions for. In terms of doctrines and dogma teaching,
但是牧师到一个教会侍奉，他一定是上帝的呼召。
When pastor come to serve the church, it always be a calling from God.
如果是他个人的选择的话，他今天愿意来，明天可能要愿意走。
If it's only a free choice of pastor, he can come one day, then tomorrow he probably will leave.
如果教会是喜欢这个牧师的话，他明天可能就不喜欢。
If the church like this pastor, invite him over, maybe tomorrow they don't like him at all.
我今天喜欢他，就请他来。
So if I like him, I invite him today.
我明天不喜欢他，是不是就让他走呢？
So if I don't like him tomorrow, what I will end up doing
好，我相信哈，批幕这件事情，他一定是圣灵的带领。
So I certainly believe, hiring a pastor, no, having a pastor in the church is definitely a guidance from Holy Spirit.
啊，这需要我们长时间的祷告。
And that will require a prayer for a long time.
所以说，我们怎么才能够合一呢
？So how can we reach this unity?
啊，我们一定要在绝对上绝对。
So we have to be whole, absolute.To the absolute value of the faith.
啊，不能让步。
We cannot compromise, to the absolute value.
在相对上，相对要彼此顺服。
But in the relative value, we should have relative behavior so we can compromise one another.
好，我们不能够反过来。
We cannot do this in a different order.
在相对上绝对，或者说在绝对上相对。
We treat absolute value with a relative perspective, or treat relative value with absolute perspective.
啊，就说两个人去加州旅行，在旧金山的金门大桥上。
Just like when these two people traveled in to a trip of Golden Gate in California.
两个人一聊哈，大家都信上帝，非常的高兴。
So they talk about and they're all very happy and they believe in God.
啊，大家都信耶稣，大家也非常的高兴。
And everybody are believing in Christ and they're all being very happy.
啊，大家都是基督徒而不是天主教徒，大家也非常的高兴。
They're all Christian and instead of Catholic.
啊，大家都相信预定论。
They all believe the predestined principle of the faith.
但是当说到洗礼的时候，一个人说应当点水礼。
But when you talk about baptism, the other one says need to be baptized by sprinkling of water.
一个人说一定要浸水礼。
The other one says have to be completely immersed.
啊，两个人就争吵起来了。
And they start to argue.
啊，这个浸水礼的人力气比较大。
The one that being insists need to be immersed.Is much stronger.
好，我一定要让你进一进，然后就把它举起来扔到这个河里面去了。
He end up holding the other the little guys and put in the water.
我们所以说要在相对上相对，需要彼此顺服。
So in the relative value, we need to treat those values relatively and be able to compromise one another.
在不重要的事情上，我们不是一定要坚持。
In something that's not doesn't have a very ultimate importance, and we should not insist.
我们要顺服权柄，顺服传统，顺服教会的秩序，也需要彼此顺服。
We need to submit to the authority. We need to submit to the tradition. We need to submit to the existing order. We also need to submit and obey one another.
在家里面也是这样。
It's also applied to our own family.
好，我听过一个故事。
I heard a story before.
一个孩子问妈妈关于历史的事情。
A child asked his mother about something happened in history.
第一次世界大战是什么时候发生的？是怎么发生的
？So he asked, when did the First World War happen, and how did that happen?
妈妈说是在1900年，八国联军入侵中国。
So mom answered was in 1930 when the eight nation invade China. That's when it happened.
那爸爸在一边听见了，说不要误人子弟，不是1900年，是1914年。
And the father answered, no, it's not in 1909, but it's 1914.
那两个人就吵起来了，夫妻两个人。
And then the husband and wife start this quarrel.
它慢慢演变成世界大战的趋势。
And that become the world war between this husband and wife.
那孩子就在旁边感叹道：“我现在知道世界大战是怎么产生的了。”
And a child finally come to understanding how did this world war started anyway.
所以说，我们的合一不是联合，不是没有原则。
So one thing we understand, unity is not a completely.Union with no or with no principle.
好，也不是统一，我们什么都一样。
It's not a uniform that everything has to be the same.
那如果我们爱一个什么都给我自己，什么都跟我一样的人，我爱的不是这个人，而是我自己。
If you love someone who is completely the same as you, you don't love him at all. You actually love yourself.
我们的合一是 unity， 是在分歧中的合一。
And our unity is really unity.Among the differences of us,
所以说我们一定要纠正我们对爱的理解。
So we need to have some correction in our understanding about love.
啊，我们所说的爱哈，不仅仅包含付出。
So we need to understand our love does not only including things that we give out.
啊，不仅仅包含劳苦，乐于助人。
Not only including laboring, endurance for love.
啊，也包含真理和原则。
It also include a principle
不仅仅是在一切都正常、都你好我好的时候。
Not only happens when we all are at peace。
更是在如果碰到伤害、委屈和误解的时候，才能考验我们的爱到底有多少。
What actually tests the love is in a very different, difficult situation.
所以说，我们的爱里面一定要有原谅。
So in love, we should have forgiveness.
好，我们信仰的一个本质就是神在基督耶稣里面饶恕了我们，我们也用基督的爱去原谅别人。
The essence of faith is God has forgiven us, so we also need to do the same thing to forgive anybody who have offended us.
如果没有原谅，就没有爱。
If there's no forgiveness, there's no love.
爱也包含顺服。
Love also includes submission.
那耶稣说，如果我们真的是爱上帝的话，我们就会顺服上帝的诫命。
So Jesus says, if we love God, then we will have submission to God's commandments.
所以说，我们彼此相爱的见证一定包含这几个方面。
So if we love one another, we have this following demonstration.
包含付出和劳苦。
Including of sacrificing self and giving out things,
包含真理和原则
including principles and rules,
包含包容和原谅
including forgiveness and compromise,
也包含彼此顺服
also include submission to one another.
好，我们一起祷告
Let's bow our heads and pray together.
天父，你知道我们的本性
Our Lord, you know that the ultimate essence.
按照我们的本性，我们容易记恨别人，不容易原谅别人。
For our human nature, we have a tendency of envy other people.
按照我们的本性，我们愿意别人顺服我，不愿意我顺服别人。
And in our nature, we like people to submit to us, and we don't want to submit to other people.
我们的本性的反应可能是别人算老几，我为什么要顺服他
？And a lot of time, we'll think about that. Why do we need to submit someone else?
实在是求你怜悯我们。
God have a mercy on us.
求圣灵把基督耶稣钉上钉十字架显明在我们的心里面。
That you have this facts of Jesus nailed on the cross impressed in our heart.
让我们效法主耶稣基督。
That we can follow footstep of Jesus Christ.
去原谅那伤害我们的人。
To forgive who have offended us.
去包容那些跟我们不一样的人。
We can tolerate and compromise people who are different from us.
去顺服我们那些心里面在我们的骄傲里面看不起的人。
To submit to people that we have we don't have good respect.
求你赦免我们的罪。
Forgive our sins.
求你带领我们效法基督。
Leave us that we can follow Jesus Christ.
求你带领我们舍己走十字架的道路。
That we can sacrifice us and walk on the road in cross.
求你垂听我们的祷告。
Hear our prayer, Lord.
奉主耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
We pray in Jesus' name.
阿门。
We're glad this morning, too, that we can partake of communion. Some people call it the Lord's Supper. And the Lord has asked us to do this on a regular basis so that we can remember his death on the cross and how he was a sacrifice for us.
继续的纪念他在十字架为我们的牺牲。
So I'd ask that our deacons would come at this time and prepare to serve you.
我们请执事会的会员到前面来，我们一起举行这个圣餐。
And just a few instructions and explanations before we begin.
让给大家一些教导我们可以开始今天的圣餐。
Yes.You have never heard of the Lord's Supper communion before. It's a time when we as Christians remember how Christ was crucified on the cross, how his body was broken for us, and how he died for us.
这时候也是让大家能够继续的纪念啊，主怎么样牺牲他的身体，破碎他的身体，啊，牺牲他的血为我们而死。
And so this is something that's just for Christians. If you're not a Christian this morning, we just ask that you just come observe and be quiet while we do this.
这是对基督徒来例行要经常举行的。如果说你现在还不是基督徒，你可以在座上，一起参与。但是有其他的事情我们要交代。
Our church constitution says that if you are a Christian this morning who's been baptized, that you're welcome to partake of communion today.
就是说我们church的这个规章之间，你如果是已经是受洗的基督徒，你就可以一起分享我们今天的主餐。
So let's pray together.
那我们大家一起祷告。
Father, we thank you today for Jesus.
天父，我们感谢你，为着耶稣基督献上感谢。
He's the reason that we're here today, and we just thank you for this opportunity to celebrate him, who he is, and what he's done for us.
他是我们在今天的一个理由，我们能够感谢他，庆祝他在今天。
We pray to be a meaningful time, and that we just feel your presence, and bless this time in a special way. In Jesus' name, amen.
我们感谢在这个我们主餐中间是有意义的，让我们能够继续纪念主。将祷告奉耶稣圣名。Amen.
The Bible tells us that in the night that Jesus was betrayed, that he took bread.
圣经这样讲，在主被卖的那一天，他拿着饼，擘开说。
And he broke it, and he gave it to his disciples, and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you."
他把这个饼擘开，然后说，这是我的身体破碎，是为了你们。
And so we are thankful today for the body of Christ, which was broken for us.
我们今天为了主他的身体破碎献上感谢。
So the deacons will pass the bread to you at this time, and as you prayerfully meditate, we ask that you would search your hearts and lives to see if there is anything between you and God that need to be asked forgiveness for.
在执事会开始在分饼之前在弟兄姐妹开始坐上，在领饼之前在坐上自己默祷。
I'd also like to read a scripture from Ephesians chapter 4 that goes along with our brother's message this morning because this bread is representative of the body of Christ, and Paul talks in Ephesians chapter 4 about the unity that we have.
我想这时候要一起念，要念以弗所书第四章所讲的，跟我们今天讲到的合一很有关系。
Ephesians 4 verse 3 says, "Make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit through the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called to one hope when you were called, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who was over all and through all."And in all.
用和平彼此联络，竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主、一信、一喜、一神，就是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人当中。
So let's take a few minutes to be thankful for that one body in Christ and also to search our hearts and lives.
这时候让大家能够在座上默祷，自己省察自己的心，感谢耶稣基督在我们生命所做的事情。
So as we partake together, let's say thank you, Jesus, for suffering for us, giving your life for us, and thank you for the unity that we have as the body of Christ.
我们在领这个饼之前啊，为神啊，为耶稣基督献上他的身体，我们感谢，也为了整个啊教会的肢体合一啊，我们一起感谢。
And the Bible goes on to tell us that after they had eaten, that Jesus took the cup. So this is my cup, which is my blood, which is shed for you.
在晚餐聚餐之后，耶稣基督说，这一杯是我血，我用的血给你们的献上的杯。
And our main emphasis usually during communion is that the blood of Christ was necessary for the forgiveness of sins, as we read about the blood sacrifices in the Old Testament.
就是我们知道这个血是对我们赦罪是重要的一项。
The writer of Hebrews assures us that the blood of Christ is far superior to the blood of the animals in the Old Testament.
血在耶稣基督比其他的血更宝贵。
And it would be interesting to do a study on the blood of Christ in the Bible and see that there are many other implications of the blood of Christ besides the forgiveness of sins.
那我们在研究圣经的时候，耶稣基督的血还有其他更重要的意义。
I'm just going to focus on one, as the cup is being passed. It comes from Revelation chapter 12.
让大家去分享这一段是在启示录从第十二章记录下来的。
That I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have come the salvation and the power and the kingdom of our God and the authority of His Christ."For the accuser of our brothers, who accuses them before our God day and night, has been hurled down. They overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony, and they did not love their lives so much as to shrink from death.
Which one is this? Okay. 在启示录第十二章第十几节这样，第十节这样的记录。我听见天上有大声音说，我神的救恩能力国度，在他基督的权柄现在都来到了，因为他那在我们面前昼夜控告我弟兄的已经被摔下去了，弟兄胜过他是因为羔羊的血和自己所见证的道，他们虽至于死也不爱惜生命，所以诸天和住在其中你们都快乐吧。
So we noticed there thatthe way that they overcame Satan was through the blood of Jesus Christ.
So we know they could overcome Satan because of Jesus Christ's blood.
Many Christians do not realize that when we pray, and especially when we're in temptations and trials, that we can ask for the blood of Christ to cover us and to defeat Satan.
But as we go through many temptations, we can ask for the blood of Jesus Christ to cover us and to defeat Satan.
So as we partake of the cup this morning, let's also remember to be thankful for the ongoing victory that we have because of the blood of Christ.
我们这次能够感谢，因为耶稣基督的血能够胜过我们周遭的环境。
So as we partake together again, let's say thank you, Jesus, for your blood that you shed for us, for forgiveness of sins, and for victory.
我们继续来到领杯之前，跟神说感谢，他战胜所有的一切。